Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Akashvani Kohima, Cooperation Department join hands to promote cooperatives, boost financial literacy. Government directs urban local bodies to halt unauthorized toll collection. Nagaland Police reiterate mandatory protected area permit for foreign nationals. And 30th NWA Naga Wrestling Meet to be held next week to feature first under-15 and provisional championships. Now the news in detail. Akashvani Kohima and the Department of Cooperation, Government of Nagaland, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to collaborate on promoting cooperative development, financial literacy and awareness about cooperative societies through radio broadcasting. The MOU was signed today at the office of Akashvani Kohima by Head of Program Ella Kaina and Registrar of Cooperative Societies Bandangla Longkumar in the presence of officials from both sides. The partnership aims to enhance public awareness of cooperative principles and values, government schemes for cooperative societies, financial inclusion, self-help groups and community-based enterprises. It also seeks to strengthen and revive cooperative institutions. Under the MOU, both parties will jointly produce and broadcast educational radio programs and support rural communities in accessing reliable information through radio. The agreement will remain in force for a period of 3 years from the date of signing. Nagaland government has directed all municipal and town councils to immediately stop collecting tolls and vehicle entry fees, stating that no prior government sanction was given. In an order issued yesterday, the Municipal Affairs Department said complaints had been received against certain urban local bodies, ULBs, including Dimapur Municipal Council, East Dimapur Town Council and Zunepota Town Council for continuing to levy such fees despite earlier prohibition. Invoking Section 81 of the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023, the department directed all ULBs to cease collection of urban utility fees, tolls on goods or empty vehicles and vehicle entry fees. The order clarified that no sanction has been granted under Section 124 of the Act for imposing these taxes. Further, the department directed all structures set up for such collections to be dismantled on or before 6th of next month. The Commissioner of Police Dimapur has reminded that all foreign nationals visiting Nagaland must compulsorily obtain a Protected Area Permit or PAP. In a press note today, police said despite repeated advisories on the withdrawal of the relaxation, many continue to enter the state without the permit. To avoid delays in granting PAP, applications should be submitted online through the EFRRO portal. All foreign visitors must also register with the Foreigners Registration Officer of the district concerned within 24 hours of arrival. Police have directed the public, government departments, travel agents, hotels and others facilitating the stay of foreign nationals to verify valid PAP before providing any service and ensure strict compliance with the rules. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has emphasized on pure electoral rules in the country, saying that it is bedrock of any democracy. Addressing the National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said that the special intensive revision exercise was started to include all the eligible electors in the electoral rolls, while ineligible electors should be excluded from it. He further asserted that the Election Commission also stresses on transparency and ease of voting.
Apart from electoral rolls, making them pure and making them accessible, making them easy for identifying a voter who should be a citizen of India, the Commission also stresses the transparency and ease of voting.
The roundtable conference is being held after a gap of 27 years, with the last such meet held in 1999. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back, you're listening to the evening news. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Seva Tirth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said in the Seva Sankalp resolution taken in the first meeting of the Cabinet in Seva Tirth today, the Cabinet resolved that in the journey to make India a prosperous, capable and self-reliant nation by 2047, the premise will serve as a powerful center of national inspirations. He informed that the Cabinet approved the proposal to alter the name of the state of Kerala to Keralam.
जब से भाषा के आधार पर राज्यों के डिलिमिटेशन हुए तब से एक बड़ी डिमांड थी कि केरला का नाम केरलम होना चाहिए। आज इस फैसले के बाद में माननीय राष्ट्रपति जी केरला ऑल्टरेशन ऑफ नेम बिल 2026 राज्य की विधानसभा के पास भेजेंगे और उनके निर्णय के आने के बाद में भारत सरकार इसमें अगला स्टेप लेगी।
Mr. Vaishnav said the Legislative Assembly of Kerala had passed a resolution on 24th June 2024 to alter the name of the state to Keralam. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has extended greetings to the Angami community on the occasion of Sekreni Festival. In a message, he said the festival of purification and renewal reflects the enduring values of unity, discipline and cultural pride. Expressing hope, the festival will inspire harmony, mutual respect and collective progress. The governor called on everyone to reaffirm their commitment to preserving the rich heritage and work together for peace and prosperity in the society. Also extending his greetings, Chief Minister Nipurio said, Sekreni also marks the rite of passage of youth into adulthood, reflecting cherished traditions and identity. Mr. Rio wished that the festival would bring good health, unity and renewed spirit of brotherhood. And the Nagaland Wrestling Association, NWA, is all set to host the 30th NWA Naga Traditional Wrestling Championship 2026, along with the first NWA Under 15 and the first NWA Provisional Championships on March 6th and 7th at Kocheze, Kohima Local Ground. The two-day sporting spectacle will also mark the first Wrestling Festival 2026, sponsored by the Ministry of Tourism and the State Tourism Department. Announcing this at a press conference in Kohima today, NWA President Vivole Kezo said the opening day will feature the first NWA Provisional Championship with 8 wrestlers each from the Lotha, Rengma, Sumi, Pochuri, Chang and Sangtam Wrestling Associations. In addition, 8 wrestlers each from 3 affiliated units of Angami, Chagasang and Zilang will compete in the first NWA Under 15 Championship. The second day will see 18 wrestlers each from Angami, Chagasang and Zilang Associations vying for the coveted 30th NWA title. Mr. Kezo expressed gratitude to the state government in promoting Naga wrestling.
The promotion of Naga wrestling is not only covering up to the state of Nagaland, but due to the continuous support of the government, it has gone beyond the state and now it has reached to the level of national.
Mr. Kezo said Naga wrestling has received national exposure to the All India Traditional Wrestling Federation, helping promote the indigenous sport beyond Nagaland with hopes of reaching the international stage. With the 9 tribes and presence of national and state leaders, he expressed confidence that the championship will be a grand success.
We hope that this forthcoming championship will be in a better and will be attended in a positive way. Hoping to have the support from the village level, from the well-wishers and from all the Naga wrestling lovers, and getting support from all of you that this coming Naga wrestling traditional wrestling.
Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along will grace the inaugural program on March 6th. Chief Minister Nipurio will attend on March 7th along with the President of the Wrestling Federation of India, Sanjay Kumar Singh. Tickets are priced between 201 lakh rupees under general, donor, well-wishers and VIP categories and also available online at ahibi.com. The headlines. Akashvani Kohima Cooperation Department join hands to promote cooperatives, boost financial literacy. Government directs urban local bodies to halt unauthorized toll collection. Nagaland Police reiterate mandatory protected area permit for foreign nationals. And 30th NWA Naga Wrestling Meet to be held next week to feature first Under 15 and Provisional Championships. And with that, we come to the end of the English news. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.